This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about being kind.
Oh, you want to talk about being kind? Yeah. Why do you want to talk about being kind? Does it make you feel good?
Yeah.
Why does it make you feel good?
Because I want to be nice to people.
You want to be nice to people?
Yeah.
What does it make you feel like when people are nice to you?
Give hugs.
Oh, it makes you feel nice when you can give hugs?
Yeah.
Do you like getting hugs from people too?
Like you.
Like me? Hello and welcome back to the Pete's Doc Talk podcast. I am Dr. Mona and thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. Your shares, your reviews, and your ratings is what makes this podcast continue to grow. We are a top 50 parenting podcast because of you, and it means so much when you share the love. Today's guest is a very special one. It is my four-year-old son, Ryan, and he loves playing with my mic to record podcasts. And I thought, how fun would it be to have him on the show? Hello. Oh, say hi, everybody.
Hi.
What are you doing? Are you excited to be on the show today?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about being kind.
Oh, you want to talk about being kind?
Yeah.
Why do you want to talk about being kind? Does it make you feel good?
Yeah.
Why does it make you feel good?
Because I want to be nice to people.
You want to be nice to people?
Yeah.
What does it make you feel like when people are nice to you?
Give hugs.
Oh, it makes you feel nice when you can give hugs?
Yeah.
Do you like getting hugs from people too?
Like you.
Like me?
Yeah.
Do you like getting hugs from mommy?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like giving hugs to mommy?
Yeah.
What about giving hugs to Shiloh, our doggy?
Yeah.
Yeah? What about Vera? Do you give hugs to Vera?
Yeah.
Do you give hugs to daddy?
Yeah.
And do hugs make you feel good?
Yeah.
What about when you're sad? What makes you feel better when you're feeling sad or frustrated?
You better.
You feel better?
Yeah.
What makes you feel better?
Help someone fix my toys.
Oh, it makes someone feel better to fix your toys?
Yeah.
What toys broke the other day?
A number of them blue monster truck.
Mm-hmm. What happened to the blue monster truck?
It broke.
And then what did we have to do?
And the wheel broke, then we need to throw away in the garbage. So, like, I remember Daddy put some glue on it, then it not stick.
Oh, and it didn't stick? So what happened? So Daddy tried to fix the monster truck, and it wasn't able to be fixed. So what did we have to do with the monster truck?
Fix it.
We had to fix it? Did we have to get a new monster truck?
No.
No? So what happened to the monster truck?
We drove it away.
Oh. So what can we do so that we don't break our toys and that we don't have to throw them away?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Oh, maybe next time we can figure out what we can do so that we don't break our toys. When you broke your toy, did you feel a little bit sad?
Yeah.
Yeah? What made you feel better?
High five.
Oh, a high five made you feel better?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is your favorite thing to do at nighttime? Do you like giving high fives or giving huggies to mommy and daddy?
Kisses.
Kisses?
Yeah.
Do you like it when we kiss your cheek?
No.
No?
No, like this.
Oh, you don't like, you like giving Eskimo kisses?
Yeah.
Oh, you like Eskimo kisses?
Yeah.
And what else do you want to tell me today?
Love you.
You love me?
Yeah, and I also love going on dinner dates with you.
You like going on dinner dates with me?
Yeah.
Why do you like going on dinner dates with me?
Because when Daddy's not here, you're coming.
Oh, and I get to come with you and then we have time. And what do we do on our dinner dates?
Play.
Play? Do we eat or do we just talk?
Just talk.
We talk? And you don't, so you don't eat on our dinner dates?
Yeah.
You eat yummy food. What's your favorite place for me to take you to go on a dinner date? What do you like to eat?
French toast.
You like French toast for our dinner date?
Yeah.
Do we eat French toast for dinner?
No.
No? Is that, do we eat that for breakfast?
turkey.
You eat turkey, yeah. Do we go to eat sandwich and soupy for dinner?
Yeah.
Do we
and
go
chips and cookies?
Yeah, chips and cookies. Which one do you like better, chips or cookies?
Chips and cookies. I love both.
You love both chips and cookies?
Yeah.
Did you like the chips that we had yesterday? The ones that were flavored like barbecue? Did you like those?
Yeah.
What is your favorite thing to eat? If you could eat anything every day, what would you like to eat?
Cereal.
Ooh, what's your favorite cereal?
Chocolate one.
You like the chocolate one?
Yeah.
Does it get stuck in your teeth?
Yeah.
And what do we have to do then?
Floss our teeth.
Oh, do we have to brush our teeth?
Yeah.
Do you brush your teeth on your own?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you use a big boy toothpaste and a big boy toothbrush?
Yeah.
How do you brush your teeth?
And I do, I use a big boy adult toothpaste.
You do?
Yeah.
Does it make your mouth smell very fresh?
Yeah.
Yeah? And what else do we put on at bedtime when you're not feeling good that you love to smell? You love to smell your toothpaste, but what else do you love to smell every night?
A medicine.
What medicine?
A chest rub.
The chest rub. It smells so good. You know that? You know what that's called?
Yeah.
That is called Vicks.
Oh, Vicks.
Vicks,
what's
yeah.
Vicks mean?
It's a company that makes the chest rub.
Ooh.
So you like the smell of chest rub. You like the smell of toothpaste. And are you using big boy toothpaste now?
Yeah.
So you use the toothpaste that mommy and daddy use?
Yeah.
It's not too strong? It doesn't taste spicy? No?
No.
No, that's amazing. Now let's take a break to hear from our sponsors. As a pediatrician, mom, and podcaster, I want to share with you a podcast I recently discovered. It's called Understood Explains, and this season of the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Ertube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. The latest season of Understood Explains covers topics like how to tell if your child needs an IEP, and it busts common myths about special education. I listened to an episode called The Difference Between IEPs and 504 Plans, and I learned so much that I honestly didn't know before. I now feel I can better explain these to my patients and their families and better support them in their neurodiversity journey. Navigating ADHD, dyslexia, and other learning and thinking differences can be confusing, and this podcast helps to validate these struggles and provide actionable tips that are useful for parents, teachers, and clinicians. To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains. Hey, are you loving the show? You're halfway through, so I hope that you are. This is a reminder that if you love the show, appreciate our guests, and want to continue to hear amazing conversations, to leave those reviews and ratings. Reviews and ratings are how a podcast continues to grow and reach more people. And the more people we reach, the bigger we can get and the more amazing free content we can provide for you. Yes, you may hear some ads like this one, but my goal is to be able to provide free and accessible health, development, and parenting content to you via this show. Leave a review and rating and update reviews after you hear a powerful episode. Thank you for tuning in.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tidy humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.
Now, let's see. What else do you want to talk about today?
Being kind.
You love being kind.
Yeah.
You know, I want to hear about, you remember that when we were driving and we passed by the car wash? What did you tell me about the car wash? What did you tell me? What was wrong with mommy's car?
A birdie pooped on
it. A birdie pooped on it? And who helps mommy by taking the car to the car wash? Does mommy take it or does daddy help mommy?
Daddy
takes it. And do you like going with daddy to the car wash?
But why you don't know to go to a car wash?
You know, I know how to go to the car wash, but daddy likes taking the car to the car wash for mommy, so I let him do it. Isn't that nice of daddy? To help me?
Yeah.
Yeah? So let's talk about birds and pooping on cars. Do babies poop on cars?
No.
No? Does Shiloh or doggy poops on cars?
No.
So then why do birds poop on cars?
Oh, also parrots.
Parrots? Yeah, you're right. Parrots can probably...
Squawker.
Squawker does?
Yeah.
So where should the birdies go poopy if they should not be going poopy on their car?
Go in their nest.
They need to go in their nest?
Yeah.
And then is their mommy going to wipe their butt?
Wipe their penis.
Oh, gosh. Oh. So they have to make it sure that they're all clean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so why? They shouldn't be pooping on cars. They should go back to their nest, right?
But also they pee on cars.
They do. They're pee and poos together. And... Yeah.
Pee looks like water.
It does. You're right. Pee looks like water. But what color is it?
Yellow.
Yellow. And sometimes it's a really darker yellow, right?
But why we can't see it inside?
Why can't we see it inside of where? The toilet?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Inside of a pee.
Oh, like why can't you see it inside of you?
Yeah.
Because it's inside of you. You can only see it when it comes out, just like our poop when we...
In our body.
You know, it's inside our body.
Yeah.
So we don't see it until it comes out into the toilet.
Yeah.
And then what do? We flush the toilet?
Yeah.
And then what do we do after we flush the toilet?
We wipe our butt.
Okay, we wipe our butt, but then what do we do after that?
We play.
You play? But what do we do after that? What does mommy make sure we do? We have to wash our...
Hands.
And do you use soap all the time?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, and do you scrub?
Yeah.
And then do your hands smell good after you use the soap?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And why do you wash your hands? Why is it important that we wash our hands?
Because then we are going to get germs.
Germs. And what, do germs make us sick?
Yeah.
We don't want to be sicky, right? We don't want to be sick.
Or Vera.
Or Vera, yeah.
Vera is crying about washing her hands.
Vera, yeah, you're right. So you're telling me that Vera cries when she washes her hands. When do we wash her hands? And does she wash her hands in a sink or do we have to wash it for her at her table? We have to wash it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? And does Vera cry, but does she feel better after she cries?
Yeah.
Yeah? You sometimes cry too, right?
When I was a baby.
When you were a baby? No, sometimes you cry now. Sometimes mommy cries, right? It's okay to cry.
Yeah.
Yeah? Sometimes we're feeling sad and we cry, right?
Yeah.
And what makes us feel better? You said that already. What makes you feel better when you cry?
We give hugs.
Give hugs. I love giving hugs with you. What else do you want to talk about? Let's see. Can I ask you what your favorite vegetable is?
Yeah.
What's your favorite vegetable?
Tomato.
Tomato. What else? What other vegetable do you like?
Carrots.
Carrots. Do you like broccoli?
No.
Do you like peas?
Yeah.
You like peas?
I like, and also I love onions.
You like onions. What is your favorite thing to eat that daddy makes? Do you like when he makes tacos or pasta?
Pasta.
Or, you love pasta?
A red one that you make.
Oh, you like my red pasta?
Yeah.
Ooh, that makes me feel good. Thank you.
And also, I love spaghetti.
You love spaghetti?
And also, mac and cheese.
I like mac and cheese, too.
But we never tried mac and cheese in a long time.
In a long time, yeah. We haven't had... You're right. It's been a very long time.
But why is that still moving?
Oh, because we're recording something for our people to listen to. Isn't that pretty cool?
What's that numbers do?
That means that we're still making sound, and then we listen to it, right?
But at the end?
Yeah.
Can we turn on the music?
Yeah, of course we can. A few things. What's your favorite fruit?
Blueberries.
I love blueberries. Do you like peaches?
I love strawberries and blueberries and peaches.
Oh, I love it.
And also I love bananas.
You love bananas?
Yeah. orange.
You love oranges too. And let's see, what is your favorite thing to play? What do you like to play?
My garbage truck.
You like your garbage truck?
But who gave me that garbage truck?
I don't know, honey. I think we got it as a gift, but I can't remember. I don't know. You like that garbage truck, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I love talking to you today. Did you like talking?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Giving present to everybody.
What present do you want to give to everybody listening?
Garbage trucks.
You want to give
fire trucks and a dollhouse.
Ooh, you want to give a dollhouse? You want to give that as a present?
And a supple.
Ooh, I love it.
And a truck.
And a truck?
Yeah.
You like giving gifts to people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like getting gifts?
Yeah.
Yeah?
From the store.
From the store and from other people that give us gifts,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about, or do you want to sing a song before we stop recording? Okay, so what song do you want to sing?
Let it go.
Let it go? Okay, yeah. So let's play Let It Go. And you have to sing with me, okay? You ready?
Okay.
So... Snow glows white on the mountain night, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. And if you want mommy to stop singing, let me know. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Good job! Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. They know.
Let it go, let it go.
Good job. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. I'm gonna let you sing, okay?
Slam.
Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway. Did you like that?
Yeah.
That was so cool. I enjoyed singing with you. Is there anything else you want to say to everybody listening?
No.
You want to say thank you for listening?
No.
No?
I want to give a hug.
You want to give a hug? But we can't give a hug. You can give a hug to me. I love you. Thank you for talking
with
me today.
That was so fun.
That was really fun. Do you want to come back and do that again with mommy?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay, sounds good. I love you.
Are you done?
Yeah, we're done. We can sing more songs, though.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you all for tuning in. I just thought that was the most impromptu, amazing conversation with my four-year-old. I love four-year-olds. I think that they're so inquisitive. They have such great awareness and understanding of the world and trying to soak it all in. And who doesn't love singing songs with the four-year-old? So I hope you enjoyed that. And if you did, make sure you leave a review or rating or share it so that I know that you want more of these conversations with Ryan or Vera as she grows up, because I love having them on the show too.
Thank you for tuning in for this week's episode. As always, please leave a review, share this episode with a friend, share it on your social media. Make sure to follow me at Pete's Doc Talk on Instagram and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Pete's Doc Talk TV. We'll talk to you soon. Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down.
Or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model. So that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun. So check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.